Hi there, and welcome to this ISIS Chemical News Central podcast for the week starting Monday the 6th of March 2011. I'm Simon Robinson. Top stories from ISIS Chemical Business this week. The Attorney General of Texas has filed a series of environmental charges against Gulf Chemical and Metallurgical Company, claiming the company failed to maintain pollution control equipment at its Freeport plant. It lists 77 violations of the state's Clean Air and Water Quality Control Acts. And Greg Abolt, the Attorney General, says that the company's oversight of pollution controls was so lax that the firm exposed the state environmental inspectors to toxics themselves. Evonik is to sell its stake in STIAG energy business. Germany-based international specialty chemical major Evonik has completed a €651 million, that's $892 million deal, to sell 51% in its STIAG energy business. The idea is to increase focus on specialty chemicals, said the CEO of Evonik, Klaus Engel. Chemicals already account for about 80% of Evonik's total sales and earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization. That's our old friend EBITDA. Evonik also agreed to sell the remaining 49% to the consortium of German municipalities within the next 5 years. In Thailand, PTT Chemical and PTT Aromatics and Refining have announced merger plans. The new company will be the largest integrated petrochemical and refining company in Thailand and will be larger than other southeastern players, they say, in disclosure to the Bangkok Stock Exchange. It will have an 8.2 million ton per year petrochemical production capacity, 288,000 barrels per day capacity to produce petroleum products, and around $80 to $154 million in cost savings are expected to be generated from the merger. An additional investment of $92 million will be needed to build a common product pipeline system and improve supporting facilities of the two companies. In Europe now, the European Union chemicals output grew by 10% in 2010. That's by 3.9% in December year-on-year as the sector continued to recover. Those figures come from the European Chemical Industries Council, CEFIC. The production growth achieved in 2010 was the result of exports and increased orders from other EU manufacturing sectors. The EU chemical sector has enjoyed strong 2010, but the industry remains about 5.6% below pre-crisis levels, said Chief Economist Monsef Hadri. So, a bit of a whistle-stop tour there, but those were the key stories from ISIS Chemical Business last week. There'll be more again this week, so thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.